విచష్టే పరమాత్మనో యద్ వివధానం పురస్తాత్ స్వప్నే యథా పురుషస్ తద్వినాశే. దగ్ధాశయో ముక్త సమస్త తద్గుణో దగ్ధాశయో ముక్త సమస్త తద్గుణో నైవాత్మనో బహిరంతర విచష్టే పరమాత్మనోర్యద్ విధానం పురస్తాత్ పరమాత్మనో యద్ వ్యవధానం పురస్తాత్ పరమాత్మనోర్ యద్ వ్యవధానం పురస్తాత్ స్వప్నే యథా పురుషస్తద్వినాశే దగ్ధాశయో ముక్త సమస్త తద్గుణో. హ్యావ్ యూ రిటన్ ద ఫస్ట్ సమే? నో నో నథింగ్ ఈజ్ రిటన్. డిడ్ ద బుక్ సీ దేర్ ఇన్? నోట్ టు వరీ. దగ్ధాశయో ముక్త సమస్త తద్గుణో నైవాత్మనో బహిరంతర్ విచష్టే పరమాత్మనోర్ యద్ వ్యవధానం పురస్తాత్ స్వప్నే యథా పురుషస్తద్వినాశే దగ్ధాశయో ముక్త సమస్త తద్గుణో నైవాత్మనో బహిరంతర్ విచష్టే పరమాత్మనోర్ యద్ వ్యవధానం పురస్తాత్ స్వప్నే యథా పురుషత్వద్వినాశే. వ్యూట్రిసైడ్ వి గో టు ది ఈక్వివలెంట్స్. దగ్ధ ఆశయ ఓర్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ బీయింగ్ బర్న్డ్ ముక్త లిబరేటెడ్ సమస్త ఆల్ తద్గుణ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ కనెక్షన్ విత్ మెటీరియల్ మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ కనెక్షన్ విత్ మ్యాటర్ నా నాట్ ఏవ సర్టన్లీ ఆత్మన ద సోల్ ఆర్ ది సూపర్ సోల్ బహిహి ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అంతః ఇంటర్నల్ విచస్తే యాక్టివ్ పర ఆత్మన ఆఫ్ ద సూపర్ సోల్ యత్ దట్ వ్యవధానం డిఫరెన్స్ పురస్తాత్ ఎట్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ స్వప్నే ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ యథా యాజ్ పురుష అ పర్సన్ తత్ దట్ వినాశే being finished. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My lovely Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Why are we miserly in jail? Please repeat. When a person becomes devoid of all material desires and liberated from all material qualities, he transcends distinctions between actions executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and the super soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no dreamer longer. There is no longer a distinction between the dream and the dreamer. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please hear. As described by Rupa Goswami, Anya Bilashita Shunyam, one must be devoid of all material desires. When a person becomes devoid of all material desires, there is no longer need for speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. In that condition, it is to be understood that one is free from the material body. The example is already given above. A coconut which is dry and is loosened from the outer husk. This is the stage of liberation, as said in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6, Mukti means Swarupena Vyavastiti, being situated in one's own constitutional position. All material desires are present as long as one is in the bodily concept of life. But when one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, his desires are no longer material. A devotee acts in the consciousness. In other words, when material desires in connection with the body are finished, one is actually liberated. When one is liberated from the material desires and material qualities, he does not do anything for his personal sense gratification. At that time, all activities performed by him are absolute. In the conditioned state, there are two kinds of activities. One acts on behalf of the body, and at the same time, he acts to become liberated. The devotee, when he is completely free from all material desires or all material qualities, transcends the duality of action for the body and soul. Then bodily distinction of life is completely over. Therefore, Srila Goswami says, Yaha Hridayase Karmana Mansa Gira Nikhilasya Vyavasthasu Jivan Muktasya Uchyate. When one is completely fixed in the service of the Lord, he is a liberated person in any condition of life. He is called Dhyan Mukta, liberated even within this body. In such a liberated condition, there is no distinction between actions and sense gratification, actions for sense gratification and actions for liberation. When one is liberated from the desires of sense gratification, he has no longer to suffer the reactions of lamentation or illusion. Activities performed by the karmis and dhyanis are subject to lamentation and illusion. But a self-realized liberated person, acting only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, experiences none. This is the stage of oneness or merging into the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that the individual soul, while keeping his individuality, no longer has separate interests. He is fully in the service of the Lord, and he has nothing to do for his personal sense gratification. Therefore, he sees only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not himself. His personal interest completely perishes. When a person comes out of a dream, the dream vanishes. While dreaming, a person may consider himself a king and see the royal paraphernalia, his soldiers, etc. But when the dream is over, he does not see anything beyond himself. Similarly, a liberated person understands that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, acting in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. And as such, there is no distinction between himself and the Supreme Lord, although both of them retain their individuality. Nityo Nityanam, Chetna Chetnanam. This is the perfect conception of oneness in relation to the Super Soul and the Soul. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salataya Chakshurunjamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Samphitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati Supradam Digam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Vancha Kalpatarubhyesha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Guru Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutai Suvanti Divyai Sravai Vedai Sangha Krama Padopa Nishadai Gayantiyam Samaga Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyantiyam yogina yasyantam navidu sura surjana tasmaya devaya nama. Vamshi vibhushita karan navanira dabhan Pitambaral Arunabhimba Padadarushta Punendu Mukhad Aravinda Netrat Punendu Mukhad Aravinda Netrat Krishnat Param Kimapi tatvam aham na jane Krishna param kimapi tatvam aham na jane Krishna param kimapi tatvam aham na jane Kasturi tilakam lalat patale vakshastale kaustubam nasagre varamoktikam karatale venukare kankanam saravange harisandanam Sulalitam Kantecha Muktavali Gopastri Pariveshtito Vijayate Gopala Churamani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama Rama.
महाराज माफ करे, आपके सामने बैठा हूं, बोलना कुछ आता नहीं है, प्लीज आशीर्वाद दें और ये महद अतिक्रम माफ करे. हंति श्रेयांसि सर्वाणि पुंसो महद अतिक्रम. जो महान पुरुष के सामने अभिनय करके व्यासासन पर बैठ जाता है, वो अंति स्नेह होती सर्वानी सब गवा दे, एवरीथिंग इज लॉस्ट एज सून एज ही स्किप द लाइन. द रिस्पेक्टेबल पर्सन्स मस्ट बी रिस्पेक्टेड नॉट ओनली विद वर्ड्स बट अवर एक्शंस ऑल्सो. प्लीज अमान एन अमान देन इज अवर चेतन महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्शन. We should never expect any respect for us and be kind to others. And as soon as in this humble position we force ourselves to be, we don't want to be humble here. Always the pride clings on here and there. But humility is the first requirement. Here in this chapter, Prithu Maharaj is emperor. But even then, when he saw four Kumaras descending, he was very happy to welcome them. And without reservation, he welcomes. These are the tendencies to be cultivated in our life with full heart. Otherwise, devotional service or the glimpse of Krishna here and there, we don't have at all. We may carry on in the temple for 20 years or 20, 30 years, doesn't matter. But please, we all have sacrificed to some extent the sense gratificatory activities. Here the same thing is stressed. All the material desires have to go to be completely forsaken. In Bhagavad Gita also Bhagavan says that prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Mentally concocted desires only for our own happiness should stop now. How to do it? Practically we have to work out. Because so long as we have body, we have the material necessities. That is without doubt. And to fulfill the material necessities in the minimum sense, and try to completely divert your attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is difficult, at least in this age. Kali Yuga is very powerful. But those who abide by the scriptures, Kali Yuga doesn't have any effect. See, the Kali Yuga definitely is in front of us. And six effects are there. The first one is, we are completely short-lived. 100 years is regarded our life, but hardly we see we are victimized by so many chronic diseases. Not only this, but the whole population is quarrelsome. And because of that, from small misunderstanding, it takes a form of big quarrel. Because our diversion, our attention is only diverted to the material necessities of the body, the root reason of the quarrel. And if the money is involved, or the land is involved, or woman is involved. These are the three roots of Kali Yuga quarrel. Please try to think about these things. Then we are lazy. Complete. See now, it's raining, and bed is cushy. Room is hot or cold or whatever. So we don't want to get up at all. Laziness has covered or whole of life. Those who are not lazy, those who are not quarrelsome, they are not short-lived also. We don't understand the connection between a healthy condition of body and to follow these regulations. Laziness kills us. It is proved medical day before yesterday, we were in Orlando somewhere, and this USA Today is a magazine, entered USA today. And there is a nice article in it. He has proved by scientific reasons that waking after 9 o'clock is troublesome and sleeping after 4 o'clock is most troublesome. We are very scientific in our minds now. We don't want to abide by the scriptures. So he has convinced us that the hormones, the secretes from juices in our body, and these hormones are completely disturbed and the required juices are not produced in the body after 9 p.m. if we keep ourselves awake. And that's why in English there is saying, you know, early to bed and early to rise is the way to be. What is it? You are English all. Happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. All these things come. Only one thing we have to decide, that I'll take rest early in the night and get up in Brahma mode. That's the only thing required. And you are out of Kali Yuga. Then laziness is not there. Quarrelsome attitude we have completely forgotten. And misdirection is also not there. We are very lucky to be in this age wherein just chanting by Krishna's names we get out of all the troubles. It's very easy. And because of these activities we are never disturbed. The main reason of the disturbance is not to recognize our own constitutional position, as it is mentioned by Prabhupada. Simply we have to recognize that I am the servant. And the master, as it is, he provides everything. He will definitely provide if we come to this Kali Yuga. And because we don't remember this, we are always in Kali Yuga. And we are running always after the bodily necessities. And we don't have any idea that the body itself is falling down. For the body runs 24 hours a day and years together. And even then the body gives way. This is the truth. That is the injunction in this verse. That please seriously consider. Now the question comes before us. In a practical life, that how to connect these things? Shastra says that every time we have to be remembering that I am the servant of Krishna and we have to serve Krishna. Whereas we have to pay the rent, we have to have the car, expenses are there, everything is there. Please, some or the other, on one hand, we should minimize our necessities, as we have done already. This is the first thing we have to do. We are sitting here on the ground, our houses are simple, no extravagance is there. So much so, that even television is also absent from the temples at least. Maybe we may have something in our house. But we have forgotten that also. We were in Bombay before we came here and there was one family came to see us and the children were very nicely behaving. So I asked him, what's the reason you are in a city like Bombay? And he said, children are very Vedic. He says, one thing I have read, and we don't have television in our house. Please, these are extravagance. The unnecessary things should not be brought into our house. These four things really kill us and kill our devotional service. Number one, three O's are there and A. Please remember these four things only. Overeating. Prasad is prepared by temple, but your stomach is yours, isn't it? And the size of stomach doesn't increase. It's 6 inches. So how much you can take in 6 inches? Don't overeat and you are out of the Kali Yuga. As soon as eating is in a mode of goodness, your health, Krishna willing, will be alright. That doesn't mean that those who eat little or moderate eating, they don't fall sick. Sickness, if it is to come, it will come. But ratio is very less. The root of all sickness is undigested food in our stomach. So intake is moderate.
and very considerate. This is the only place where we could put something into our body. There is no other place, nowhere else in the body you can put something in. This is the only place. And we have to be very careful what you are putting into your mouth. And how much. Then the overeating should be stopped. Then over-sense gratification must stop. There is Vidhyatma, you know, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu. Vishayan Indriyasharan. Atma Shair Vidhyatma Prasadam Adhigachari. This is the way to obtain the mercy of the Lord. Krishna gives the formula. Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu. Please, attachment and hatred. Please, you give up. Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu. Vishayan Indriyasharan. And please let these senses just be satisfied with the minimum. And how? Atma Shaili. You must become completely under your control. Mind must not take us here and there. Mind must be dictated. That do like this, mind must cooperate. Atma Shaili. Vidhyatma. Then there is a regulated freedom to enjoy. Bodily existence do require some enjoyment. Eating also enjoyment. But there is regulated freedom that we don't put fish, meat or eggs or anything into our mouth. Not only that, but Vaishnavas have decided that they will not eat outside. Suppose we are going somewhere and the food is not there, then plenty of fruits are available. Nuts are there, something. Just drink water, and water will also help you to survive. This regulatory principle as you follow in eating also, that is Vidhyatma. And I only eat, to that extent we should be dependent upon ourselves, that we will cook our own food. Please, if you have facilities, don't allow anybody to cook your food also. This is completely over-dependent, over-sense gratification is there. Somebody cooks, and we stuff our stomach, you know, come on. No. If we cook, then we will cook only that quantity which satisfies us. And we know what we are cooking. Particularly in these countries, everything is refrigerated. And that is the source of sickness and disturbance in our life. As soon as we have Vidhyatma, then that is controlled. We don't go too much to refrigerated things. In this country, everything for the whole of lifetime, we eat refrigerated, deep freeze again. Not only refrigerated, deep freeze. And then in the end, when he dies, again he is refrigerated. That's a bad name. And how much refrigerator you want? After death also he wants. How can we stop the sense gratification? This is our extravagance in sense gratification. Vidhyatma. Those who follow the regulated principles in satisfying their senses. Prasadam adhigachari. They definitely get mercy of Krishna. Radha Kalanji is always standing there smiling. But we are rascals. What to do? Please try to meditate on these points. So that you get out of the bodily existence while satisfying our own desires. And with this also, there may not be, we may follow. We may decide, but our family members may not follow. So please, try to convince them. Try to introduce some altar or mandir in your house, so that Krishna will control them. Try to read if they can obey you. And nothing works out, please you carry on. They are seeing you. Give them your sight that you are always reading something or you are worshipping or you are doing some Krishna conscious activity apart from our maintenance activities. And then again, the question of maintenance activity is there. How to obtain the mercy of Krishna when you are completely engaged for 12 hours a day in our maintenance activities? And that we have to. Somehow or the other we cannot escape. Everybody has to perform the duties prescribed by in his own condition, according to his age and what. There is no way out of it. No Shastra says that you should stop everything and come here and put on saffron. No. It is your choice. If you leave, everything is well and good. Otherwise, Shastra insists, yaha swadharmena. Those people who act according to their own dharma. Here, dharma is not religion. It is a prescribed duty. And prescribed duty is fixed. For example, you are 25 years old. Maybe you are brahmachari or grihastha, whatever. So you have to carry on with that ashram. And as soon as you come to this, then there is no difficulty at all. Our needs are minimum. We work according to, we maintain ourselves accordingly. And one thing we should be very clear regarding maintenance again. The source of income and source of maintenance, they are completely separate things. We have mixed them. That my source, if income is more, then I will be more happy. Yes, forget, rascal. If money would have helped, why that onus is died? He has so much riches at this world. So many presidents die. How much money they have? Americans are dying, so much riches are there. Money has no connection with the source of maintenance. Source of maintenance is something which is only nourished by Krishna himself and in our own constitutional position. As soon as we cultivate this idea firmly that I am Krishna servant, Jivera Sarupahaya, Krishna Ranityadas, you are out of the difficulty. Bhojana Chhadane Vrtha Chinta Karvanti Vaishnava. Those who are Vishnu Bhaktas, unless they worry about bhojan and achadan, roof, it is going to be provided. Provided you are within limits of the instructions of Krishna. And it is in our interest to follow the instructions very carefully. Otherwise, if you don't follow, means irregular habits are there. And that is the source of trouble. That is the source of miseries. That is the source of sick body. You don't follow Krishna's instruction, don't take rest early in the morning and don't get up early in the morning, means the body suffers. It has to suffer. It has to. Money will not save you. Rich persons also, they keep themselves awake up to 2 a.m. in the morning and then they sleep. And they get up maybe at 12 midday. But it doesn't, money doesn't help them. They are completely diseased. Their figures are like monkeys. They can't see their own face. They have to have so many times plastic surgery and this surgery and that surgery. Even eventually surgery also doesn't work. Money, man, please can't save. To the minimum extent we must have. That's the only thing. And as soon as we have met that requirement, then please fully devote into this. And as I told you, don't worry about the family members. If they cooperate with you, it's well and good. Till the children are young, they will obey you. But they may not obey you as they are old. So guide them by your own example. That is the only thing we can do. And the society will be very good. Our future generations will be following the same culture. And this culture, we have Prabhupada's mercy. He has shown that it doesn't belong to one sect of population. It is eternal, sanatana, sanatana. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, yahasva dharmena nirashi shuddhanvita, we are performing our duties, whether we are serving or business or whatever, general people also. They are much more austere than us. They are maintaining their families, they are doing businesses, we have nothing to maintain. No business, nothing at all. We are fed, we are given rooms, we are given everything, and even then we complain. This is because we don't know the Shastras. We are not completely devoted ourselves to these things. And till that time the miseries will be there. In this verse, Bhagavatam insists, yaha swadharmena nirashi sriddhayanvita, with full faith and without anything expecting. please carry on this. And as soon as you complete this, there is no doubt then Mano Rajan Prasidati. Your mind will be completely satisfied. And as soon as the mind is satisfied, that from that satisfaction, the devotional service sprouts out. Satisfaction is not all in all. We try to have satisfied mind so that the devotional seed should sprout out from mind. Then the real devotional service starts. Because if you are baffled in your own material conditions, how can it start? Try very hard and again we are disturbed. So please try to arrange your things. Those who are staying in the temple, they are very lucky. I don't see here the presidents or devotees. Where are they all? That Anadi was running here and there. He's also not here. He cooks. Oh, this way. Or Ishan is alive. All these great devotees, they're not interested in this. Why should they invite us on this? Please, don't think that we don't have time anywhere. This thing going on here. Forget about it. We are very busy. These top people must realize they should be here always. When Prabhupada was alive, in Bury place in London, there was this small temple. I don't know whether you remember. It was in front of a museum. It's a small building, but inside it was just like this, wooden made nicely. They had got the wood from Sweden and devotees had prepared very nice. Everybody was present in Mangalarti and morning program. Please, these things are going wrong. Under different excuses, our mind is carrying us away from the eternal things. As soon as we come to this conclusion, and as soon as our mind is satisfied, then that is the beginning. And then it is very madashrayaha kathamrishtaha madashrayaha. Then I am taking your shelter. See, madashrayaha is, please come, I am waiting for you. Take my shelter. Kathamrishtaha, my pastimes and my glories, they are unlimited and very pleasing. As soon as you start relishing these things, Shrunanti Kathayanti cha. Those who people, they continuously hear Shrunanti Kathayanti cha. They speak out. Hearing is going on, speaking is going on. Vividas tapanti na vividas tapaha. Tapanti means these different miseries, we are boiling in the miseries. No, you are not suffering them. Because you are constantly engaged in hearing Krishna Katha. And whenever you do your own fruitive activities, that is also Krishna Katha. Please remember this. If you do your prescribed duty very carefully, love work, love your work. Don't think that time about your fruits. Salary is bound to come or some profit is bound to come. But try to serve the customers. Try to please your boss. And that is devotional service. So don't worry. But to that service, we are very much convinced that we do to the minimum. Or whatever in the role we are here. Maybe you are a wife, housewife or husband is serving in the temple or whatever. If you are please serving the temple, do it very nicely, immediately well. Who forces you to be here? Till you are here, you should be completely Krishnamaya. Completely absorbed in these activities. Na madgata cheta. Those who mind in this way is attracted to me, they will never suffer from threefold miseries, he says. And we have the examples that once we come to this point, then we become fearless. There is no fear. The greatest fear is that we will die, you know. Some disease will be there. Doesn't matter. We are ready. We have to be ready anyway. Yamraj comes and he will not ask, do you want to die? He will just take you up. Please. Choice is not ours. Choice is Yamraj's. He comes anytime. And anytime, so much risk we have created. Anytime we have to be prepared for death. And as soon as you come to this point, then there are so many examples in our Srimad Bhagavatam and outside Bhagavatam, so many bhaktadam, preaching devotees are there. They have behaved in this way and nothing has disturbed them. As it is in the past, so also in the present, the disturbance is because we are not following very seriously our prescribed duty, and we haven't understood the connection between our prescribed duty and the devotional service. We separate both. Please remember that the first duty is to somehow or the other have the source of the maintenance be pleased with us. Krishna is the source of maintenance. We love our children, so suppose they run out of the breath. Could the doctor give one breath to him? No, nothing in doing. Doctors can't do really. They don't understand much with all due respect to them. Please, you are the doctor of your own body. You know what is happening. So chalk out your program for health and save yourself from the medicines so the disturbance will be less. One lady has an, I think we saw her in Gainesville. One lady owns $5 million dollars motel, whatever. It's free. Such a rich lady. But she has an accident, car accident. So she had to lie helpless in the hospital. And so much drugs and everything may be given to her. Now she is staying in some or the other. But because of the drugs and medicines, her stomach is torn. Please, understand these things. In emergency, we may have to take help of the medicines, but not too much. As soon as we control these things, then the life may continue, Krishna willing, in quite a comfortable way. Otherwise, our ways are obnoxious. Our mind doesn't allow us to come to Krishna. Our mind completely refuses to follow these eternal beneficial activities. And that's why we are in trouble at the moment. As soon as you come to this and have unflinching faith in hearing and speaking only, this should be done. And this is how Prabhupada really practically initiated all of us. And even now he is initiating. He says, Ya Swanubhavam, Ya Swanubhavam Akhila. Shruti Saram Ekam. Those people who have own anubhav, own experience. On one side, we are very well experienced in the material life. And the other side, Akhila Shruti Saram Ekam. The whole essence of Bhagavatam is in front of us. In the form of thousands of lectures of Prabhupada and etc. Whole spiritual infrastructure is at our disposal. So please take help of this. Combine both your own experience and the essence of Bhagavatam. And what will the result will be? Prabhupada says, Adhyatma Deepam, you will rekindle the transcendental knowledge, the lamp of transcendental knowledge in your heart. It is there, but it is extinguished. So rekindle it, please, by combining your experience and the essence of Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada initiates again. That's after you have the lamp, what happens? Ati titir shatam tamondam. Ati titir shatam. You will be able to cross over. Tama andam. Blinded darkness of your ignorance. We have forgotten our constitutional position. And that's why we are here and there running like mad persons to satisfy ourselves. Prabhupada has clearly mentioned, please you combine your experience with the Shruti Sar, the Adhyatma Deep will be there, the transcendental lamp of knowledge will be there, and you will be able to cross over the lower modes. At least you will come in the mode of goodness. And then again, he has given us the duty. That in any situation, we are coming in contact with the living entities. So in the further instruction, Prabhupada says, don't stop here, rascal. Now you have the knowledge. you are able to cross over, you are always in a mode of goodness, then sansari nam karuna yaha purana guhyam. This is our duty. Sansaris, we are all sansaris. We are completely forcefully entangled into the web of birth disease, old age and disease, and three miseries again. So this is sansari. For sansaris, karunaya, be merciful to them. Please be merciful, merciful to the public at large. And then, aha, you go on speaking of Purana Guhyam, this mysterious Bhagavad Purana. You have the unlimited action He has given to us. Where lies the question of disturbance in our life? We are in ignorance, we are disturbing ourselves. Unlimited scope is there. So many living entities are suffering unsurpassable miseries. Please, for their own good, go house to house or city to city or planet to planet. We can't go planet to planet. So at least we can move about around the world. If you are not able to move around the world, you are staying in some city, go from house to house, city to city. And somehow or the other, engage yourself in this. And I guarantee you that in whichever condition you are, you will never be feeling the miserable condition. Miseries will keep away from you. And in that way, you will be always prasanna, very happy. And as soon as you are happy, you will be situated in your own constitutional position. And as soon as you are situated in your own constitutional position, nothing will trouble you. This is the gist of the whole thing. Please arrange your practical life this way. Follow Prabhupada's initiation and please complete the devotional service before this life is extinguished, this body drops down. That is the goal, our goal should be. Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada ki. Any questions? One or two? Have you doubts? Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki.